friends and family. It does my heart good to hear this conversation, to see all these smiles. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow, right? A couple little pieces of housekeeping before we get started. Cell phones, if you've got one with you, please put it on mute. We have about 9 luncheons a year, and we usually have one speaker. But today we have 11 speakers. So we should be by 5, 6, something like that. No, we'll do a little better. But please, mute cell phones if you can. Tom mentioned it, but I do want to remind you. The books on the back table, we all know how much Bibles cost. There's some full-size, nice Bibles back there. There is one book back there. I hate to admit this. It's only happened once in my life. But I sat down with that book about Bob LaBelle. It's called Finding God's Frequency. And cover to cover, couldn't stop. So I strongly recommend that one. But all of those books from our sponsors are free. Please make yourself at home. If you see something you like, or if you see something this time of year, please, please gift it. Good information. I wanted to tell you that our agenda is on the table in front of you. And so you will see a little information about the 11 different speakers. And also you'll see the order. And on the front and back are the words of the songs. This is another favorite part of this event. This is the third time we've done this, the third year. And we've all sung probably all of these Christmas carols. I don't know about y'all, but as we go deep into the second, third, and fourth verse of some of these songs, we only know one, there are some powerful words about Jesus. So I hope you'll enjoy that as much as I do. As far as that goes, I want to thank Pamper and Harold. We are blessed with a real live music leader here. I've been blessed to do the Sunday night service with Harold at Walker State Prison for 17 or 18 years. And that's a huge blessing. But I also want to tell you that knowing my brother, he's not going to let you sit. Right? We sing much better, right, Harold?
Absolutely.
When we're standing. And so if you can, instead of standing the whole time, there will be several ups and downs, but just wanted to let you know that. Again, friends and family, I'd like to start this day with a reading out of this little book that we go through every year. It was put out by Billy Graham, and it's called The Greatest Gift. And that's what we're calling this celebration today that we're participating in. But one little quick paragraph that summarizes. The true story of Christmas is the age-long story of God's unstoppable love for the human race. It is the story of how God sent His Son, our Creator, to be born in a dirty stable, heralded by majestic angels, worshipped by humble shepherds, adored by dignified wise men. He is the fulfillment of God's promised plan for our forgiveness and restoration. By accepting the gift of Jesus, we can overcome the power of sin and be transformed by the presence, His presence in our life. We can let God rule in us today in anticipation of His near return, when He will rebuild His broken creation and reestablish His rule throughout the earth. What a glorious hope to celebrate this Christmas season. We'll all enjoy presents and Christmas trees, but the old saying, the reason for the season is the truth, and that's what we're here to celebrate today. So, without further ado, we will get started with some scripture and some songs. And our first scripture will be read today by Mr. River Downs. So, River, thanks for coming today. Thank you. River will be reading Matthew chapter 1, 18 through 23.
This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about.
His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her womb is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us."
Amen. Thank you. All right. Our next speaker will be Bill Baker. Bill is a member of our Monday Morning Men in Transition group for a couple decades, right? No?
At least.
Yeah, good. Thank you. All right, and Bill will be reading from Luke.
Luke 1, 26 to 38. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at this and his words, and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One will be born, be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she, who has, you were said to be unable to conceive, is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail. I am the Lord's servant." Mary answered, "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her.
Amen. Thank you, Bill. To finish this story, to finish in the book of Luke, we have Brian Janos. Brian is a member of our Trusted Advisor Forum. And thank you for coming, Brian.
Thanks for having me. All right, I'm going to read Luke 1, verse 39 through 56. "At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, 'Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her.' And Mary said, 'My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. The Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name unshaking. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home.
Thank you. And now for some Christmas carols. Harold.
Hopefully you have a list there, you've been following along. Let's all stand, please, if you're able. If you're not able to stand, that's fine. It's always better after you've eaten a full meal to try to sing. You can't sing sitting down. You don't have no air. So we're going to ask everyone to please stand if you can, okay? And sing along with us. Let me. What does the Bible say about singing? It says make a joyful noise. We're not here today to sing to each other. You're not here today to sing to me, and I'm not here to sing to you. We're here to praise Jesus and just sing to Him today. So while you're singing, think about who you're singing to. You're singing to Him, okay? What child is this? What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch or keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring Him law, the babe, the Son of Mary. While I hear such many say, where ox and ass are feeding, good Christian fear for sinners here, the silent word is pleading. Him through the cross be born for me, for you. Hail, hail, the Word made flesh, the babe, the Son of Mary.
Round the last down.
So bring Him incense, gold, and mirth. Come, peasant king, to own Him, the King of kings. Salvation bring. Let love in hearts enthrone Him. Song on high, the virgin sing her lullaby. Joy, joy, for Christ is born, the babe, the Son of Mary.
Now we're going to do one of my favorite songs, Do You Hear What I Hear? Amen. Just imagine what the shepherds heard while they was in the fields.
Said the night wind to the little lamb, do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb, do you see what I see? A star, a star, dancing in the night, with a tail as big as a kite, with a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shining.
a song, high above the tree, with a voice as big as the sea, with a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know? In your palace warm, mighty king, do you know what I know? A child shivers in the cold, let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say. The child, sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light.
Thank you very much. You may be seated.
You just sang that he shivered in the cold. The creator of all things came to earth, and in the manger he came and shivered. Our next speaker reader is Justin Lynn, disciple maker and very active in our community. Justin will be reading from Micah.
Thanks. Yeah, Micah 5:2. Bethlehem Ephrathah, you are small among the clans of Judah. One will come from you to be a ruler over Israel for me. His origin is from antiquity, from eternity. That meant a lot to me in my study that there's two Bethlehems, and that was new to learn for me, being two Bethlehems. But what stuck out to me the most personally is that by God coming to us to save us and give us this hope, it was a personal connection where you can feel our empathy. And I gave a gift a few days ago at a Christmas party, and at this gift, I did not know this person, and it was very kind of generic, fluffy socks. And you could tell the person's face, it was nice, but didn't know them well. And so the fact that Jesus has come as our Savior, and He is here and He knows us, He's felt what we felt, and He's given us this gift of life. It's not just a, you know, something kind of, like, yes, he doesn't know us, but this meant a lot to me, the fact that Jesus came and is a person yet he's given us.
Yeah. Thanks, Joseph. All right, next we will hear from my friend Brian, and I got to get to him. Brian Milliken is local brother, disciple maker. Brian will be reading from the book of John.
Thank you, Doug. Doug asked me a couple weeks ago to, if I would read a verse for a small group, and I was sure it would take it to a larger group. This is from John 7:42. The scriptures clearly state that the Messiah will be born in the royal line of David in Bethlehem, the village where King David was born. And just the commentary, Bethlehem was a very small village, about 300 to 1,000 people. And most of the men were shepherds who tended the flocks of sheep. These sheep were primarily used as sacrifices for the temples in nearby Jerusalem. This was symbolic since the Lamb of God, the greatest gift and the greatest sacrifice that the world has ever known, was also born in Bethlehem. I encourage anyone that doesn't have a relationship with Jesus Christ to accept Him as your Lord and Savior this Christmas season. It's the best gift you'll ever receive. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. All right. And Harold.
How many of you knew that old little town of Bethlehem has 5 verses? We usually only sing 2. Okay? Let's all stand if you would, please, if you're able, again. And when we get to the last verse of this, we'll slow that down a little bit. But sing along with us. Oh, little town. How still we see thee lie above the deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in the dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wondering love. O morning star, together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth. How silently the wondrous gift is given. So God impart to human hearts the blessings of his head. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls still receive him, still the dear Christ entering. Where children pure and happy pray to blessed child, where misery cries out to thee, Son of the Mother's mouth, where charity stands watching and faith holds wide the door. The dark night wakes, the glory breaks, and Christmas comes once more. We'll slow this one down now. O little child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in, be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
Beautiful job. Thank you very much. Let me see.
All right, next, we get to hear from Stanley Douglas White III.
So, therefore, the Lord himself will give you all a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. This was, Emmanuel means God among us. Omniscience is such a difficult thing to grasp as a flawed mortal, right? God is always with us. How can that happen? So God would become present in a way we could appreciate. God would be here to teach directly, to share meals and laughs and burdens and mint. And it would not be this abstract or this nebulous thing. It would be something we could truly appreciate. It would be the personal relationship, the relationship that God is so constantly telling us he wants with us. And proved that by lowering himself to this mortal plane to suffer and to love and to live with us. That's what really got to me in this verse, the meaning of that name, Emmanuel.
Thank you. All right. Now dear brother, my friend and brother, Robert Prather. And Robert is going to read from Isaiah and give us his thoughts on this scripture.
Good evening. My name is Robert Prather, and I'm happy to be here, happy to see my family here and my friends and everyone that's here. And even though I'm dressed in green, I'm not the Grinch that stole Christmas. But I came to tell you about the man that not only began the Christmas, but he continued to live the Christmas story. Isaiah tells us about, "For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. He shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father." What awesome terms to call him. And scholars have the audacity to argue the point that Isaiah was not talking about the Christ child. Who in their right mind could miss such a revelation? Isaiah said, number one, he took us from Genesis to Revelation. He took us all across and through the Bible. We took a journey with him through the Bible 700 years before Christ came.
Amen.
What a deep revelation. Unto us a child is born. Humanity. Flesh. A child. For unto us a son is given. Deity. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Thank you, brother, for offering salvation to whosoever will. That whosoever should not perish but have eternal life. Isaiah gave us a deep revelation of who God was. And then they want to argue the point? Come on, man. Come on, man. In the midst of it all, how could a man 700 years prior, he only gave me 90 seconds, so excuse me. How could a man, don't laugh, I ain't got much time. How could a man 700 years before get such an awesome revelation? How many been through something this year? How many been through the struggle? Oh, yeah. Isaiah said, look, you get deep things when you go through, when you suffer. Isaiah said, the year when Uzziah died, that's when I saw the Lord. Uzziah, Uzziah, whatever. My Ebonics, it's okay. When he died, he said, I saw the Lord coming from a funeral in pain, in aching, pain, body right with pain. Some nights my wife waking up with pain right in her body, but it's a beautiful thing because at midnight one night, God gave me revelation of Isaiah. Job said, I had heard about it from the hearing of the ear, but now I've seen it. When he went through his suffering, so I just came, now this is on me. I came to tell somebody that's been through something this year, don't give up, don't throw in the towel, because Isaiah told us he was coming, he's here, and he continued to live.
Oh, yeah.
Now my notes now.
Okay.
In 2025, in Chattanooga, Tennessee at the Trade Center, when you take a look at the baby, you automatically see the sun. And when you see the sun, you can automatically recognize the mighty God, the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace. Now he said, I was going to read the scripture, so can I read the scripture to you? From the King James Version. Y'all, I hate technology. This thing is because somebody might get it from that and lock that. Okay, let's go. Look at this. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and the peace, there shall be no end. Thank you, Jesus. Unto upon the throne of David and upon the kingdom and up and its order to be established it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. Now, who going to bring all this to pass? Isaiah said, the zeal of the Lord of hosts shall perform it. It will happen, and you can look for it. So tonight, today, I'm so honored to have this opportunity. And even in those different deities of his name, it doesn't just give names and titles of who he was. it tells us exactly who Christ really is. Isn't he wonderful?
Amen.
Thank you.
Let's all stand. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reign. Let men their song employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and pain, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sin and sorrow grow, no thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessing flow, for as the curse is found, for as the curse is found, for as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace. And wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love. Thank you. Make a seat.
All right. Our next guest, I'm very grateful he's here because he has a 2-year-old and a 2-month-old, so we know he didn't get much sleep last night. Nathan, thank you for coming, and please read some John for us.
All right, guys. Not great in speeches, so I've got a cheat sheet. This is going to be John 1, verses 1 through 3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. When I read John 1, verses 1 through 3 during Christmas, what stands out to me is how far back the story is told. John doesn't start with Mary, or Joseph, or a manger. John starts with, in the beginning, before creation, before time, Jesus already existed. John calls him the Word. You want to get a word? He said, oh yeah. John calls him the Word, which means to me that Jesus is God expressed in a way that we can see and understand. He is not merely a messenger from God, he is God. And the baby in the manger, the one we picture every Christmas, is the same Jesus through whom all things were made. What that means to me is that Christmas is not just the birth of a child. It is the moment the Creator stepped into his own creation. The author wrote himself into the story so we wouldn't have to be left guessing what our God is like. It reminds me that God does not distance himself from his creation. He stays connected to us through his Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. So when I celebrate Christmas, it's not only the celebration of the historical event. I'm celebrating the eternal God who chose to enter our world and our lives so that he could bring us closer to him.
Amen. Thank you. Beautiful work. Thank you. All right, next we've got Fred Boehringer. And Fred is another longtime CBMCer. And thanks for coming today and thanks for sharing with us.
Good afternoon. I'm going to read John 1, verse 14. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. In August of 1994, that was the day of my salvation story, I got on my knees in my bedroom and said this prayer, Lord, I need help. I give up.
Amen.
I didn't say amen or anything further. But the next day, immediately, he put CBMC men in my life, and it continued and continued and continued. In 94, I was 44 years old, and now in March, I'll be 76. And God has blessed me and shown his favor on my life. We just sang the song, Joy to the World. And one of the guys that is no longer here that mentored me years ago, my first 44 years of my life is all about me. I used to be a singer. And the second verse was, it's all about me. And he said that I got it backwards. Joy is Jesus, others, and yourself. When I put Jesus first, he changed my life and gave me absolute peace.
Amen.
And I'm so blessed. In this last verse in this song, it says, he rules the world with truth and grace. And I'm glad that he's the truth and the life. Amen.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you. Good word. Harold, some powerful songs, please. Thank you.
Let's all stand, please. Silent night. Shining, it is the night of my dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and every pining till he appears and the soul felt his worth. A thrill of hope, the weary soul rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees,
for here the angel
voices, O night divine, O night when Christ was born, O night divine, O night, O night divine. Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for his child is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymn of joy, in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord, oh praise his name forever, his power and glory more. Proclaim his power and glory evermore. Proclaim.
Thank you, maybe see.
This is Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 4 and going through verse 7. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. I'm struck at this verse by how pedestrian what they were doing is. It's like we would go down to the county clerk's office to register our car or our vehicle. Joseph and Mary were headed to his hometown to register for a census. It's boring government stuff. And yet while they were doing this incredibly ordinary thing, the king of the universe invaded their lives. Nothing was ever the same. This place that they were in, this manger, a cave that was filled with animals, was humiliating. It was the only place for them to be. Now sits everywhere. We're surrounded by it because Jesus transforms everything that he touches. It's the same with the pedestrian things in our life. Jesus can just show up and invade. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered, he'll soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy, he'll calm the storm with his hands? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, and the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy, he'll one day rule the nation? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb, and that sleeping child you're holding, he's the great
Luke 2:8-14. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel of the Lord said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all the people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
Before we do this last song, Away in a Manger, my brother Robert ago was talking about circumstances that you might have went through this past year. And I just want to share with you a miracle that happened in our lives. In June, the 1st of June, my wife fell and broke, completely shattered C1. So her head was not attached to her body. And we had to go do CT scans, go through all the medical stuff, trying to figure out what they was going to do. And finally, when we went in to see her doctor, he said, "Ma'am, you're a miracle." He said, "You should either be dead or completely paralyzed," because C1 was gone. And on July the 3rd, she had surgery, and my wife is here in the middle sitting with me today. I thank God for that. So has this been a great year for me? Yes, it has. I'm glad to have my wife with me today. Let's all stand and sing Away in a Manger. Thank you very much. You did a great job singing this afternoon, Brother Doug. Or Brother Tyler.
Thank you, everybody, for coming. If you'll have a seat just real quick, I'm going to have Tom come up here in just a minute and close us out. Before I do, just a couple of quick things. The first is we had the opportunity today to hear from across the Scriptures about our Lord, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And at this season, and at Christmas time, we'd be remiss if if your heartstrings have been pulled today, if you sense that the Lord is working on your heart. I want to have an opportunity for all of us to follow Him. We can recommit or commit. So if you would, join with me as we pray this prayer to our Lord Christ. Father in heaven, we are so grateful to be in your presence today. My heart has been moved, and Lord, I want to follow you. I want to follow you each day, step by step, and day by day. Be in our heart. Come into my heart and be with me, Father. And lead me and guide me from this day forward. In Christ's name, amen. Amen. If you prayed that for the first time, praise God and welcome to the kingdom of heaven. If you were recommitting. Praise God. We recommit each day anew to follow Him. I want to connect with you if this is your first time. We do at CBMC want to connect with you if you prayed to follow Christ. So in the middle of our tables here, there's a manila envelope that has a connection card in it. We would love to connect with you as we head into 2026. There's a place for your name, your address, ways to contact, cell or preferred phone, email, etc. There's a variety of ways that you can connect with us. We would love to do that. On the right-hand side, there's some boxes. One of them is if you prayed that prayer for the first time today, please check that box. We want to connect with you. There's a variety of other options there as well. Thank you for being here today. Merry, Merry Christmas. I'd like to have Tom Franciscan come up and close us out. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Please continue to complete that card and pass the envelope back around when you're done. I'll just a couple of brief comments and we'll conclude our time together. I do want to thank Pamper and Harold again for sharing. Wonderful. We really appreciate your leadership with the music. All the men that shared in reading the scriptures and sharing from their heart those that had a little commentary, we certainly appreciate that. And Tyler, sharing your gift with us, that has become one of my favorite songs over these last few years. I'd never even heard it till a few years ago, but I think it's just wonderful. You did a wonderful job. So thank you so much again for being here today. I've mentioned this, seems like the past few years, because it just is on my heart this time of year. My wife and I were talking about this. It was either yesterday or today, but you know, this time of year, we turn our attention, many of us, to the real reason for the season. That's celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ coming up, the day that we set aside, December the 25th. But I've learned through the years that, you know, while many of us, Christmas, whether growing up or even now, whether we're believers or not, might represent different things, but generally might be a very good thing. Maybe we had a lot of fun as a child, as an adult growing up. It was just very important. But I've also learned that while there's many people celebrate Christmas in a joyous way, you might say, but there are many others that are hurting. Christmas was not, for maybe any number of reasons, a good season for them. Could be any number of things. Maybe just a bad family environment growing up. A death this time of year. Again, could be any number of reasons. But I've also read and heard and come to believe that this is also a good time to share Jesus Christ for others, with others. Because there are people because of some of those reasons I mentioned, people are looking and they're more open sometimes to spiritual things. So that is one of the challenges I will say to myself as I share with y'all and end with a prayer here today, that we'd ask the Holy Spirit to enable us and to make us sensitive to those around us. We would not be bashful in raising questions. Maybe just to try to initiate a conversation with somebody that could help us focus on sharing or enabling us to share Jesus Christ with them. So I just want to thank each of you for being here today. I pray for each of us and our families. And as we celebrate this season together. So let me close with prayer, and that'll conclude our time together. Father in heaven, we do thank you. We praise your holy name. We thank you so much for the truth of your word, which we've heard today articulated very clearly. We know that hundreds of years before you came to this earth as a baby, we were told you were coming and what to look for. And You appeared, Father. We thank you so much for loving us so much that you gave your Son, Jesus Christ, and you came in the form of a baby. Thank you for that, Father. Thank you for each person here, each family represented, and even as you've placed on my heart, Lord, I pray for all of us that we would be sensitive to those we encounter daily, some of which are in need, Father, in need of a Savior. Jesus Christ. So go with us as we leave here today. Guide us home safely. Bless each person here, each family, the Lord. Bless our time this Christmas season. In Jesus' name, amen.